This is Passport to Texas. Once upon a time, in the not-so-distant past, personal flotation devices were like big orange clown collars.
Those of us that are a little older, we always remember that bright orange collar life jacket that hung around your neck when you were a little kid. Those are a way of the past.
And Tim Spice should know. He oversees boater education for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Right now, there's thin, lightweight, inflatable life jackets that look like a little belt pack. Or one that you put around your neck like a scarf. A lot of buoyancy, more buoyancy than your traditional Type 3 life jacket that you might see a water skier wear.
Wearing life jackets is more than a good idea. It's the law.
So we recommend that everyone wear a life jacket when they're on the water. But the law states that if you're under 13 years of age and you're underway, that you have to wear a life jacket. Other than that, the law states readily accessible, which means you want to be able to get it quickly in an emergency. The one thing that people forget is in an emergency, people start to panic and they try to grab a life jacket, and then it's very difficult to put a life jacket on in the water.
Find information on choosing the right life jacket for you on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.